Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Right in the middle of the week, Wednesday morning. There are a lot of things going on in the world, but the big buzz to us is the Tiger story. I mean, we could talk about the political stuff, but we're letting that go. I'm not talking politics ever again on this show. Mm. You know, I had enough of that. So the big story of the day is Tiger. Like
what happened?
What happened?
What happened?
Well, Justin, put Justin's mic on. I mean, Justin doesn't mind talking about it. Justin is 10, 12 years sober. He's sort of an expert on these matters, and he doesn't mind talking about it, which I appreciate. He finds it hard to believe that something isn't going on. Right, brother?
Well, I watched the interview with Jim Nantz on Sunday, and because I was talking with Lisa about it this morning, and I mean, it's only speculation, but his eyes are glossed over. He just has that look, and I know that look. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then obviously his prior arrest with the car, and then this. It's just one of those things where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, we don't really know. Maybe we'll find out, but yeah, I'm with you on this one, man. Something is not right.
Something's not right. It doesn't feel just like a regular car accident. People get in car. Thank you, Justin. People get in car accidents. I don't know. Of course, you got to remember it's a morning radio show where we get paid to speculate on the worst of things.
Well, I have to say that my husband watched that interview in real time on Sunday on the Golf Channel with Jim Nantz. And he said to me, he goes, God, Tiger just didn't seem 100%. Like he said it to me. And then they were talking about it yesterday, how there was like rumors going around the golf tournament. Like, what's going on?
I'm telling you, if you have issues with painkillers, I don't want to say how I know about this, but if you have issues with painkillers, there's a reason they're addictive. You know, you go from feeling really bad to feeling really good in a hurry. And that is a hard habit to break. And I can't imagine they gave him painkillers after he's an addict.
Right.
Right? But they may have.
For the back surgery, yeah.
It's not the doctor's job to tell you what you can and can't take. And you come out as, he could have had him again.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, I don't know. You know, it's in a way, it's unfair. But I mean, it's unfair to say, oh, was he loaded? Well, he has a track record. I mean, there are pictures of him. You saw the documentary of him standing completely blasted in the middle of a road in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I mean, that happened. And now what? So imagine if he just innocently was driving to something and, I don't know, he got stung by a bee. Right. I don't know. Something happened that is completely innocent.
Right.
Let's just assume it was 100% innocent. What are the odds of that?
I know.
Like, what are the odds of that, of all people, to get stung by a bee while driving 80 miles an hour?
Right. Or like a bunny, like, jumped in front of his car and he swerved and then went out of control.
Yeah.
Got stung by a bee!
That happened to her.
Yep.
It could happen to anyone.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
And also the report that he almost hit the director's car in the parking lot before he
Prior
even left
to.
The hotel.
Right.
Right.
Oh, he's agitated about something.
Something was going on.
He's making a comeback.
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. Yeah! The return to glory.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What song is it being?
Yep.
I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that it was just a weird accident, that he swerved, he was out of control, he was driving too fast, and he flipped his car. Again, it's
What does the benefit of the doubt even mean?
That he wasn't
You mean that he wasn't high?
He wasn't high.
Okay, so he wasn't high, yeah.
Like, we can't, I mean,
right,
listen,
you can't assume that he was.
Just because he was an addict at one point, we have to, until
you know,
the
state police, of Massachusetts has said they don't call them accidents anymore. They call them crashes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Unless he was, as you know,
got stung by a bee.
Unless he was stung by a bee, it's his fault. I mean, if you're the insurance company, you're driving by yourself. There's no other cars. It was a beautiful, sunny morning.
Dry morning. Yep.
Yeah. It's not like he hit black ice.
Yeah. Right.
It's Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's 100% his fault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they say Hawthorne Boulevard, where he was, is known for car crashes, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was speed.
Well, that's why you don't go 200 miles an hour. Well, okay, fine. I don't have a – to me, the story doesn't matter because just the act of the golf gods to have this happen is impossible.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm more into Tiger than you guys in the sense that my hobby is golf. But whatever, he so transcends that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you don't have to play baseball to know who Babe Ruth was. Mm-hmm. Well, Bex may not, but most people. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, Tiger's one of the biggest names in the world.
Did I ever tell you the first date I had with my wife? She asked me if I ever saw Babe Ruth play.
I know, yeah.
Honey, how old?
That's so funny.
Seriously, darling, how old do you think I am? All right, it's time for Right Now. Now, the deal with Right Now, as you know, it's an agenda-free thing. You don't have to talk. We're talking about Tiger, but you don't have to talk about Tiger at all. It's talk about your own life. That's what this is for. We get to meet you. So here we go. Our phone number is 617-931-1108 is our phone number. We call the segment Right Now. What's going on with you right now? Be on the Maddie Show next. Call me.
The following message has been edited to conceal KISS 108's $25,000 secret.